saving money on your next project now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new Ideal Garage Door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free Garage Door Designer. Hurry in and save big money on your next project. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Whoa, baby. All right, the NFL playoff picture is in place. And we had a very exciting finish to our regular season this year, including a rookie records broken, including some unsuspecting teams making the playoffs, and a lot of players going up right now in football card value. So let's look at the top 10 players going up right now this week, correlating that player performance with the eBay sold data. A lot of it's got to do with this playoff picture, guys. I'm excited. Let's dig in. Number one has got to be C.J. Stroud, rookie quarterback for the Houston Texans. Unlikely team making it into the playoffs here out of the AFC South. Beaten down on the Colts this past Saturday, C.J. Stroud was 20 for 26 with two touchdowns, 134.1 passer rating. You got the Mosaic, advertised as the Silver Prism here, selling for $45 in auction with one bid. We do see the Prism text at the top. Now, a lot of people have a hard time distinguishing what a real Silver Prism is. This is not one. See, this person advertised it as a Silver Prism true rookie card. Now, it is a true rookie card, but it's not a true silver. People, you must look for the rainbow unicorn shine on the front like that. And then it would also have the corresponding small Prism text on the back. Press Proof Blue Donruss rated rookie, $40 in a buy it now today. Guys, we have a ton of volume, including base Donruss for $13 raw. Orange Disco Prism from the newly released 2023 Prism Football, almost $200 in auction. Very well timed, even today, Monday, January 8th. As you can see, in buy it now 2 days ago for $125. And now today in an auction, $182. Power of the playoffs, power of a potential rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year. It's going to be close with him and Puka Nacua. Now, your largest transaction of the weekend is this gold variation prism hot off the press here. This is what the variation photo looks like. This is the gold serial numbered out of 10 version. It was listed for $35,000, sold in a buy now for $12,000. Wonderful thing that this is going to go through authenticity guarantee. You also had this Color Blast, dual player Color Blast rookie card here of CJ Stroud and Tank Dell. Unfortunately, done for the season. But this sold for almost $9,000 in a buy it now just yesterday on game day. $8,900 to be exact. Really sick card. Also the CJ Stroud rookie manga case hit from Prism. Selling for $5,000 in a buy it now, marked down from $8,000. And a solo Color Blast, now vertically formatted this year. Pretty wild that this sold for less than the CJ Stroud Tank Dell. But maybe it was the horizontal format and that big Houston silver Texans logo in the middle of it. But this one sold for $5,600 on 8 bids yesterday on game day. And we'll include one more in there because there's so many of these massive CJ Stroud transactions in the past 24 hours. This is a 1 out of 1 Black Mirror from Panini Certified rookie card here in a not sure what grading company that is, but nonetheless, this sold for $3,966 in a buy it now, marked down from $4,800. And what about a Panini Instant NFL PA rookie premiere photo event? One of the very few Panini autograph CJ Stroud card sold for $3,900 in a buy it now, marked down from $4,500. Number two this week is going to be CJ Stroud's stackmate because he was flying off the shelves on eBay on Saturday night, putting up almost 40 fantasy points, guys, in this game. He had 9 receptions for 195 yards and a touchdown, including a 75-yard long play. And look at the RPAs flying off the shelves here even today, January 8th. You got the black Panini Black serial numbered out of 50 RPA that sold for 40. You got the Prism Silvers going for 5. Those are still going to go for very cheap. A lot of cards from 2021. It's going to be a lot of focus on skill position players like Nico, who has historically been at very cheap, low prices. People are going to gravitate towards that rookie auto and that serial numbered market, like this encased rookie endorsements auto 2 out of 5 BGS 9.5. This closed for $165.50 today. Another Panini Black out of 99 with 3 colors in the patch, $38.50. Base Origins rookie auto for $30 in a buy it now. When back on October 16th, that card was closing in auction for $5.50. He had a lot of Sunday sales of his 2021 rookie ticket autos. Silver Prism Optic, $30. The Red Zone, Red Foil, $42.88. Blue Prism out of 75, rookie ticket auto from Optic, $70. The base ones, base variation, $19.99. You can tell if this is the short print variation by looking for the little V in the football on the back of the card, as you can see right there by the Panini logo. Yeah, the base Optic rookie ticket auto is going for $20 as well. Ton of sold volume. The next time Nico Collins spikes off, this is going to create a pretty significant price increase. Now, we have seen nice price increases in some of the cards, but we're going to see more consistent across the board during this playoff run because of, like, check out this one that is a base rookie ticket auto that closed an auction on Saturday night for $56.12. They combine the fact of a red-hot player, perfect auction ending time during the explosion of Saturday night's game, and then also a nice rookie auto capturing a massive market spike. So the typical buy now potential was probably around $25 to $30 because of the level in which people were buying these at prior. We're probably around $5 to $10. As you can see right here from November 8th for $4.50. Orange out of 30 is going for $25. The exact one that closed basically an auction on Saturday night for $56. You got it going for $7.50 back at the end of November. $4.25 for the variation. Just a lot of sold volume to show you that it was not hard to get into Nico Collins' markets on the low. Now, real quick, guys, if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest, part of the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. We're 100% dedicated to football cards, research, and selling tips. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, that little bell notification icon, and you want to make sure you stay tuned to the end of this one because I got a special announcement for you. All right, now back to the action. Number three, Puka Nacua, the rookie phenom wide receiver from the 5th round this past year. And Matthew Stafford in the LA Rams. Stafford's going to return home for the first time in Detroit's first home playoff game in 30 years. Talk about a script coming together. No rookie wide receiver in NFL history has caught more passes than Puka. He's at 105. No rookie wide receiver in NFL history has more receiving yards than Puka. He hit the bar with 1,481. And his dollar bin base Donruss cards are now selling for $8. That's not too far off from CJ Stroud at 13. Another dollar bin card, a base Prism draft picks, again selling for $6.50, up an incredible 500 to 600%. A Leaf draft Puka Nacua rookie auto here, the XRC rookie from Leaf, selling for $250 in a buy it now today. Something like this could have been had for $22 back just a few weeks ago. November 27th here, we got a $26 one. $35 December 12th. Little dip there for Puka at the beginning of December. the base Prism from the newly released set going for $20 in a buy it now for Puka. That's followed by a couple $14 transactions. Oh my. Puka's Optic Preview Black Pandora rookie preview out of 25, $230 in auction today. The red and black snakeskin. Beautiful SSP card here from Prism selling for $717 in auction today off 26 bids. In fact, his largest transaction here from game day is, of course, from Prism. It is a gold vinyl out of 5. Rookie auto sold in the buy it now is originally listed at $9,999, sold for $6,500. Going back to Saturday, his gold vinyl non-auto out of 5 sold for $2,750 in a buy it now. And his vertical color blast sold for $2,735 going back to Friday. Once again, buy it now. We also had a $2,100 buy it now sold of Puka's Prism color blast yesterday. All of his most rare Prism cards are selling as soon as they hit the market virtually. As you can see in this gold shimmer serial numbered out of 10 that also sold Friday, was listed at $1,499 and ultimately sold for $1,200. Number four has got to be Lamar Jackson. We've got a ton of data on this guy. He was rested this past weekend, but it's okay. They are the number one seed out of the AFC. They're getting home field advantage. They're getting the first round bye, and people are buying in. He's likely to win the MVP as well. And here you have his base Donruss. And we're looking at the past 180 days, guys. It's up 62%. We've got a lot of sold data on this card, as there's 5,602 of them. And look at that chart. We're looking at the six-month trend. You can even back up to the one-year trend. We're getting one-year highs on this, guys. We have confirmed over the weekend transactions of $150 in auction, $157, $145 buy it nows. So these are consistently across the board going up 50 to 60%, as you can see. So if we really go down to the low, where you could have got them at volume, most likely, from shows, from eBay, you can see all the auctions that ended at $50, $36 one there, $50 buy it nows. Now up all the way into that range of $150 to $160. And that trend continues across the board. We have college uniform score that are up from $38 to a new trend of $53, $59, up almost 40%. The optics are up to $200, up 46%. Select up. And when you compare him to Josh Allen, we can actually see certain cards selling for more than Josh Allen now. If you look at the Select Premier here, you can see that that card is actually up over Josh Allen by $13. The Prism for Lamar Jackson is now to a trend of $313. Before the season, you had a couple transactions within that $250. You even had a $329 buy now. But generally speaking, throughout the season, you had a bunch of $150 to $200 buy nows and auctions, only for those around Christmas to go to $300 buy it now, $325, $300. Then we had a $350 buy it now this past Friday. So let's look at those big boys. In fact, he had his largest transaction in the past 90 days just this past Friday, and it is a flawless horizontally formatted card, but it's the NFL Shield 1/1 here, BGS 9.5 on card rookie auto. Let's see what this thing sold for. It was listed at $80,000, sold in a buy it now for $55,000. Guys, now real quick, if you want to access the Keep 'Em web app you just saw me using to track all the graded football card prices on eBay, we actually just improved a massive algorithm piece of the app that is going to, let's just say, revolutionize things. So stay tuned for that. That app is going to be released any day now. So if you want to get access to that, plus our Discord server and our weekly articles and our other bonus perks and benefits, definitely want to check out footballcardquest.com. Go premium. Check that out. It's in the description below. You can type in the URL. That'll take you there. Hit that Go Premium button, and you can get that access. All right, now back to the action. Number five has got to be CeeDee Lamb. Dallas Cowboys shred the Commanders, which we thought they would, but they become the number two seed out of the NFC, going to face the unlikely Green Bay Packers in wild card weekend. But CeeDee Lamb just putting a very nice cherry on top of his season that has been 100% fantastic. I believe he has finished as the number one fantasy wide receiver after putting up another two touchdowns, double-digit targets again, flawless in terms of target-to-reception ratio in this game, 98 yards and the two tutties. Optic Blue Hyper PSA 9, $44 and a buy it now. There is a ton of cards for CeeDee Lamb from 2020. So there is once again a huge emphasis on the more rare CeeDee Lamb cards like rookie autos, even if they're college uniform, as you can see in this one from Flawless, numbered out of 20. That sold for almost $120 today, $117.50 to be exact. Or this plain patch from a Select that is a rookie RPA sticker auto. CeeDee Lamb doesn't necessarily have the best penmanship, but and this card doesn't have color match either, but it's still sold for $130. Or what about a jersey patch, which most of us should know this is not from any specific game or event, but this does have a little RC Shield logo, little silver prism finish. It sold for $60 today in a buy it auction with one bid. His red rookie ticket auto out of 199 selling for $200 today. His base optic rookie ticket auto is closing for $177.50 in auction today. Back on November 13th, that card closed for just $71 in auction. And then we look at the Kiva map and look at a 180-day trend on CeeDee Lamb. And you can see that he's up 45% on the base Donruss PSA 10. The Phoenix Fireburst up 32%. The base optic PSA 10, the optic hollow rather, up almost 40% to a new trend of $100. So even his base cards graded in PSA 10 condition are up across the board between 20, 30, up to 60%, like you see in this base optic PSA 10, from an average of 40 to a new trend of 65. The orange disco PSA 10 up to a new trend of 126, a 50% increase over the past 6 months. So you can see nearly every card, or rather every single card from CeeDee Lamb, has a significant positive trend. How about the iconic Prism Silver here? Silver Prism Rookie Auto. Let's look at the 1 year chart on that. You can see March 16th, we had a 406 auction. May 9th, he had a 222. Nice variance there. Beginning of the season, though, we had $325, $340 buy it now. Now we have a $420 and a $430 auction and another $400 buy it now yesterday afternoon. The low on that would have been a $200 buy it now Monday, November 13th. November 13th, that was the bottom for CeeDee Lamb's market throughout the season. Something that is indicative of a lot of what we see in the beginning of November there. 226, couple auctions in October as well. Number six, how about some love for CeeDee Lamb's quarterback, Dak Prescott? And although he led the league in interceptions in 2022, this year he has been really, really solid, capping off a great season here with CeeDee Lamb. The chemistry between those two guys has been insane. The Cowboys, like we mentioned, the number two seed out of the NFC. And Dak is another one of those guys that has consistently gone up across the course of the season. If you look at these trends from 180 days, it's six-month trend. So, guys, so we're going back to before the season started. And look at that optic hollow up right here. As you can see, it's kind of bouncing around. December 10th, 275. A 202 auction December 12th, only for it to skyrocket to a $300 buy it now, and then a $250 buy it now on the 30th. But the low point for this card was back at the beginning of October at $137.50, or even back in the summer at $165. So you can see a massive double up increase over the course of those 6 months, including the base optic PSA 10 selling for $100 today in a buy it now. The only one that really hasn't gone up a tremendous amount is the base Prism PSA 10, which of course comes silver standard out of the box for rookies that year. And you look at that card and the one-year trend on it, and there's obviously an anomaly we got to rule out there, but going here from January 4th, this past weekend, today, yesterday, we got a 220 we know confirmed on eBay today and a $200 yesterday. You can see how that number is only 181 back in August. So big difference there between that and his Optic Holo. But the base Donruss going for 100 there is really cool to see, especially when you can go back November 12th and find $37 buy nows on that. So that's a massive increase from 37 or 44, 54, ton of transactions there in November around that $30 to $50 range. And now we're bouncing all around $100 here for that base Donruss PSA 10 Dak Prescott. Now his largest from yesterday is a select rookie signatures, which there's a little bit of speculation around his signatures, his rookie signatures. But this is a PSA 10 rookie signatures from select, $850. Buy it now, yesterday. Now, before the Pittsburgh Steelers fans revolt, if they haven't already clicked off this video, we got a spotlight. Mason Rudolph at number 7, leading the Pittsburgh Steelers to an unlikely, well, is it unlikely? We kind of knew the Steelers were going to squeak into the playoffs here. It's about time. They made a quarterback change. They fired the offensive coordinator. Look at them winning games with Mason Rudolph. They beat the Ravens backups. They've now won 3 in a row, and they're headed to Buffalo to play the Bills in wild card weekend. Mason Rudolph's rookie ticket autos up double, almost 100%. We have Silver Prism rookie autos up only 56%. You may be asking yourselves why that is. I think that's because in 2018, Prism decided to remove the little RC shield when they created the rookie auto parallel or insert within that set, which I think kind of devalues that card against other rookie auto sets. Now, you may be asking, are people spending big money on Mason Rudolph? Well, in fact, they are. If you check out this transaction from Saturday, it's a PSA 10 Auto 10. It's an NFL National Treasures 1-of-1 rookie shield on-card rookie auto. Mason Rudolph selling for $5,000 in a buy it now, marked down from $7,000 where it was listed. And in fact, almost all of Mason Rudolph's largest transactions in the past 90 days have occurred within the past week, as people are anticipating Mason to lead this team to a nice playoff run here. A lot of them national treasures, as you can see. Those garner the highest resale value in the hobby, generally speaking, along with Flawless and other Prism 1-of-1s. You do have this banger. This is from Illusions, but once again, it is a 1-of-1. You've got all these cool things right here on the front of the card. It's also a BGS 9.5 with a 10 subgrade on the surface. On-card rookie, or actually sticker rookie auto in this case, sold for $700 in a buy now, marked down from $1,195. Most of these people that are selling these Mason Rudolph cards likely have held them for some time. Here's his gold optic 1-of-1 rookie auto, got the hand inscribed 1-of-1 on the front there. Really sick card, sealed by Panini Honors. You got the $500 buy it now on that. Pretty good deal if you ask me, marked down from $1,000. But it'll be interesting to see how far the Steelers can advance to the playoffs if they can beat Buffalo in Buffalo. I think a lot of that's going to come down to how well their defense plays. They did give 4 sacks on Tyler Huntley yesterday. Number 8, Jordan Love. The Packers squeak into the playoffs here with a timely win over division rival Chicago Bears, 17-9. That's a 3-game win streak. Jordan Love with a 128.7 passer rating, throwing 2 touchdowns, 316 yards, a high efficiency of 27 for 32. Aaron Jones getting a bell cow roll in this game. But Jordan lighting up Dontavian Wicks, 6 for 61 and 2 touchdowns. And Jaden Reed going 4 for 112 and 20, including a 28 yards per reception and a 59-yard long pass. Matt LaFleur, a lot of good things to say about Jordan Love right now. Let's look at that 30-day. The reason why I zoomed in from 30, because you look at the 180, you got small increases on the prism, the Phoenix Fireburst, about break even for the Optic Hollow and the base based Onrus, small increases, but then you have some decreases too. This is the 180 about flatline. Jordan Love did have a little bit of hype coming into the season. But you zoom in here to the past 30, you go from the bottom of where they were at 30 days ago till now after the three-game win streak, you can see a lot of uptrends across the board. Let's look at some of the auctions that closed today, like this Green Velocity PSA 10, $227.50. You had to buy it now on the Orange Prism out of $249 PSA 10 for $375. It was listed for $400, so not much of a discount there given to the buyer. 2020 rookie cards, once again, just a quick reminder, a lot of availability, print run. So there's quite a bit of variance between raw card transactions, low-end transactions, graded transactions, serial numbered card transactions, rookie auto transactions. You know, you have cards like this across the board. Based Honors PSA 10 there sold for $48. Red select die cut selling for $10. You know, the NFL debut Mosaic Orange Reactive, $10, which is actually pretty impressive to me because the NFL debut card typically going for lower. There's a digital card, college uniform cards, a couple bucks. But we're seeing this flurry of buy it now sold data here over the past 24 hours. For Jordan Love, including a January 4th flawless serial numbered out of 5 dual auto with Aaron Rodgers and J Love, was listed at $6,900, sold for $3,000 in a buy it now January 4th. January 2nd, National Treasures gold out of 10 RPA rookie patch auto, listed at $6,000, sold for $4,200. And the Color Blast may have only gone for a third of that of CJ Stroud, but the Jordan Love Color Blast, and it's a PSA 10 too. That's what a couple years in the league will do for you right there. And some draft capital differences. But Jordan Love Color Blast PSA 10 closed for $2,700 in a DC Sports 87 auction last night. Jaden Reed, number 9. Stackmate here for Jordan Love going off for those 112 yards on just those 4 receptions, man. Definitely popped off. Look at this transaction today from Certified. People are digging Certified quite a bit, actually. Got the 101 NFL Shield sticker rookie auto, sold for $425 in a buy it now today. What about the Donruss serial numbered out of 10? Got the black auto here. This was listed at $499 and sold for $300. So quite impressive transaction from base Donruss. Yeah, this combo auto has actually got Dontavian Wicks on it and Luke Musgrave and Jaden Reed. Serial numbered out of 9. College auto here from Leaf, but this is SGC 9.5 autos 10. Sold for $300 in a buy it now. That's a cool card. Jaden Reed's blue fluorescent out of 15 for $375 on January 1st. Another certified sold today in a buy it now. Serial numbered out of 3 with a Nike swoosh patch. Got a little bit of gold vinyl, it looks like, in that card with the rookie auto. $325. Here we go. We got a Prism transaction from Saturday. The Force Camo auto, rookie auto here for Jaden Reed. Serial numbered out of 25. $312 in auction on Saturday. And then his Mojo Parallel Prism out of 25, selling for $250 in auction on Friday. So Jaden Reed, pretty hot right now, guys. His Red Wave Prism rookie auto out of 149 sold yesterday for $245. My goodness, that's crazy high for that card. And that leads to this week's number 10, and that is Dontavian Wicks. The first off the line green shimmer out of 5 selling for $310 in a buy it now today. Immaculate Collegiates 1 out of 1 redemptions selling for $300 today. Excuse me, that was November 8th. Let's tab over to ended recently here so we could see those Wicks Optic Pinks, a couple dollars. Leaf Vivid, man, college uniform unlicensed, man, out of 8. We got $20. Got some base prism selling for 4. Sounds about right. Got the certified. It's a good looking card there. Numbered out of 399. Selling for 10. A lot of buy now sold data for Wicks here after those two touchdowns. Got the snakeskin prism, man. Selling for $85 in a best offer accepted auction. So some good volume here for Mr. Wicks. Nice little origins buy it now. Ton of volume here for Mr. Wicks, including that orange disco selling for 10. There's another orange disco for 10. Orange laser going for 20. There we go. And you can pull those out of retail blasters, so that's hopeful. Wicks aims to be an integral component here in the playoff run of the Green Bay Packers as they're going up against the Dallas Cowboys in Wild Card Weekend. All right, a couple honorable mentions, guys. Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Bucks. It was not pretty, but we beat the Carolina Panthers 9-0. Make the playoffs, baby. Woohoo! As the Atlanta Falcons lose to the Saints, got an absolutely disgusting beatdown. Arthur Smith getting furious after the game about that victory formation touchdown. And then promptly fired. The Panthers also fired their GM and head coach, Frank Reich. And that was the first year as their head coach. So got some head coaching vacancies, including the Commanders, who fired Ron Rivera. You guys already saw the Raiders fire Josh McDaniels. And the Chargers fire Brandon Staley. The Jaguars, who started 8-3, finished 1-5. Now, that's pretty embarrassing, especially when the Jacksonville Jaguars Twitter account posted they were having playoff tickets on sale back on December 13th. That did not age very well. The draft order is set, and the Bears get the number 1 pick from Carolina and the number 9 pick. A lot of speculation on what's going to happen with Justin Fields after a strong finish, but lackluster week 18. He had a little bit of sold volume spike from Najee Harris as he took over a bell cow role this past weekend, and the Steelers squeak in. Obviously, you can see there's a ton of fans for them. George Pickens sold volume, pretty solid. This Dolphins versus Kansas City matchup is going to be interesting. The Dolphins are experiencing quite a few injuries that we got to monitor this week, especially on defense. So that's going to be interesting going up against Kansas City. Super excited about this Browns-Texans matchup here for CJ Stroud and all the implications that has for the hobby. And then Detroit, pour some out for Sam Laporta, who looked to suffer a fairly significant hyperextension and bone bruise here this past weekend. So they're going to definitely miss him, and that could affect. Plus, you had Amon-Ra once again doing his thing, and he's up there with CeeDee Lamb, man. They're just those rookie autos for Amon-Ra are crazy expensive, and it seems like the Eagles are kind of fizzling into the playoffs here, and they're going to be playing my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It looks like we even have home field advantage as the Eagles fell to the 5 seed and the Bucs are the 4 seed. So super excited for Wild Card Weekend. Stay tuned, guys. For tomorrow, we're going to be live and with Carter for our normal Questcast. And then tomorrow night, I've got my good friend Brad from the Comeback Card Investor, who hasn't been on the airwaves in nearly a year. We're going to be catching up with him, talking all things football, cards, life, catch up and see what he's been up to. I might have an interesting reveal about something that I've been working on outside of cards with him. So that'll be interesting. And then we're going to be live Wednesday night with Steve. We're going to be diving into the playoff bracket and talking all things playoff, best ball, and card sniping. So a very exciting week of content. We'll go from there. I'll see you guys in the next video. Peace.